崇明区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习十一。
Part 1 Listening 1 Listening Comprehension A Listen and choose the right picture. 1 Don't throw the plastic bottle away. It can be recycled.
2. Sam makes a living by repairing fridges in our neighborhood.
3. A thief broke into a museum and stole many precious things.
4. Customers always complain about the poor service in the restaurant.
5. Collecting coins from different countries is my favorite hobby.
6. Kitty stays up late every night to write reports for the TV station.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. Tony, hurry up, or we won't catch the bus to the cinema.
There's only 15 minutes left. Let's take a taxi there. It's much faster.
All right, let's go.
Question: How will they go to the cinema?
Tony, hurry up, or we won't catch the bus to the cinema.
There's only 15 minutes left. Let's take a taxi there. It's much faster.
All right, let's go.
Question: How will they go to the cinema?
What
did you think of the football match between Italy and Germany?
To tell you the truth, I was too excited to fall asleep after watching it.
Question: What did the woman think of the football match? What do you think again? What did you think of the football match between Italy and Germany?
To tell you the truth, I was too excited to fall asleep after watching it.
Question: What did the woman think of the football match?
Nine. Excuse me, sir, but when will the Chinese exam start?
In 10 minutes. It'll start at 9 o'clock.
Oh my God! I should find my seat right now.
Question: What time is it now?
Excuse me, sir, but when will the Chinese exam start?
In 10 minutes. It'll start at 9 o'clock.
Oh my God! I should find my seat right now.
Question: What time is it now?
10. Frank, look at the beautiful clouds outside the window. It's great that I've got a window seat.
I don't like looking out of the window. I'm a little bit afraid of flying, you know.
Question: Where are they probably talking? Frank, look at the beautiful clouds outside the window. It's great that I've got a window seat.
I don't like looking out of the window. I'm a little bit afraid of flying, you know.
Question: Where are they probably talking? Eleven. Mark, I'll come back home late today, so will you pick up Jason at the kindergarten?
No problem, dear. I'll prepare dinner tonight. Don't worry.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? Mark, I'll come back home late today, So will you pick up Jason at the kindergarten?
No problem, dear. I'll prepare dinner tonight. Don't worry.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
What did the exchange students from Germany do yesterday?
They learned paper cutting in the morning. Besides, they took part in our club activities and learned to make dumplings in the afternoon.
Question. What did the exchange students from Germany do in the morning? What did the exchange students from Germany do yesterday?
They learned paper cutting in the morning. Besides, they took part in our club activities and learned to make dumplings in the afternoon.
Question. What did the exchange students from Germany do in the morning?
I'm told that Alice is in hospital again. Did she fall off her bike and break her leg again?
No, she broke her leg last summer, and 2 weeks ago she was bitten by a homeless dog. But this time her eyes got hurt in a basketball match.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Question. Why is Alice in hospital again?
I'm told that Alice is in hospital again. Did she fall off her bike and break her leg again?
No. She broke her leg last summer, and 2 weeks ago she was bitten by a homeless dog. But this time her eyes got hurt in a basketball match.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Question. Why is Alice in hospital again?
Jack, May Day holiday is coming. What are you going to do?
I guess there will be a lot of homework to do, so I'll stay at home and think about how to finish it quickly. What about you, Diana?
I have been studying hard so far. I must relax myself during the holiday, so I plan to go on a short trip.
Question. What are they talking about?
Jack, May Day holiday is coming. What are you going to do?
I guess there will be a lot of homework to do, so I'll stay at home and think about how to finish it quickly. What about you, Diana?
I have been studying hard so far. I must relax myself during the holiday, so I plan to go on a short trip.
Question. What are they talking about?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Have you wondered how busy students are in the United States? Well, we are always busy. We have a lot of homework, but not as much as Chinese students. In the school, we are not just busy working on our studies. We also have a lot of after-school activities to do. First, we have after-school clubs. We finish school early, around 2:40 p.m. Then we go to our clubs from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. There are several kinds of clubs, such as arts, sports, and culture. I love after-school clubs because I can make some friends there. Another kind of common after-school activity is playing on school sports teams. I have a friend who is on a girls' basketball team. It is basketball season now, so she trains every day after school, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. There is just half an hour rest. Finally, a lot of us do volunteer work on the weekends. We need 15 to 20 volunteer hours each term in order to graduate. I'm usually a little tired after I finish volunteering each week. The work is sometimes boring. But I know I'm working for the society, so I enjoy it. Have you wondered how busy students are in the United States? Well, we are always busy. We have a lot of homework, but not as much as Chinese students. In the school, we are not just busy working on our studies. We also have a lot of after-school activities to do. First, we have after-school clubs. We finish school early, around 2:40 p.m. Then we go to our clubs from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. There are several kinds of clubs, such as arts, sports, and culture. I love after-school clubs because I can make some friends there. Another kind of common after-school activity is playing on school sports teams. I have a friend who is on a girls' basketball team. It is basketball season now, so she trains every day after school, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. There is just half an hour rest. Finally, a lot of us do volunteer work on the weekends. We need 15 to 20 volunteer hours each term in order to graduate. I'm usually a little tired after I finish volunteering each week. The work is sometimes boring, but I know I'm working for the society, so I enjoy it.
D. Listen to the interview and complete the following sentences.
Hello, it's me, Tracy. Welcome back to This American Life. Today with us is Brennan Jones. Hello, Mr. Jones. Welcome to our program.
Hello, Tracy, and good evening, everyone.
Mr. Jones, I'm told that you've been offering free haircuts to the homeless people on the street. Is that true?
Yes, I've done it since last year.
How kind you are. Did all the homeless people accept your offer?
Some people refused my offer at first, but at last most of them decided to accept.
They were moved by your kindness. What else did you do for the homeless?
I often talked with these people, listened to their stories, and offered some useful advice to help them improve their lives.
That was great. How many free haircuts have you offered so far?
Over 300. And I feel happy when seeing smiles on their faces.
Did anything special happen after you offered help to the homeless?
Yes, a gentleman named Edward offered me the use of his old shop for free, so that I wouldn't have to cut hair on the street in winter.
There are so many kind people around us indeed.
Yes, that's true. I will continue to offer free haircuts.
Hello, it's me, Tracy. Welcome back to This American Life. Today with us is Brennan Jones. Hello, Mr. Jones. Welcome to our program.
Hello, Tracy, and good evening, everyone.
Mr. Jones, I'm told that you've been offering free haircuts to the homeless people on the street. Is that true?
Yes, I've done it since last year.
How kind you are. Did all the homeless people accept your offer?
Some people refused my offer at first, but at last most of them decided to accept.
They were moved by your kindness. What else did you do for the homeless?
I often talked with these people, listened to their stories, and offered some useful advice to help them improve their lives.
That was great. How many free haircuts have you offered so far?
Over 300. And I feel happy when seeing smiles on their faces.
Did anything special happen after you offered help to the homeless?
Yes, a gentleman named Edward offered me the use of his old shop for free, so that I wouldn't have to cut hair on the street in winter.
There are so many kind people around us indeed.
Yes, that's true. I will continue to offer free haircuts.